Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until it is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Samuel Wirgau, Emmanuel Herold, and Trinity, Iowa Park, Texas.
We must dispel two myths as Christians. The first one obviously being that we can, by our own works or obedience, be righteous. Jesus said, unless you're righteousness exceeds that of scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. He also says that you therefore will be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You must be perfect. That is the extent of the law and the prophets. They teach perfection. And yet at the same time, we must not think that the law matters none, that somehow it no longer applies to us, that we can no longer hear it or use it. No, our Lord teaches far different. He speaks in the Sermon on the Mount against such things as anger and murder, adultery and lust, divorce and adultery, swearing false oaths, no oaths at all, revenge, retaliation taken to the extreme, and the love that we must have for both friend and enemy. We hear his words proclaimed. We hear him teach to the fullest extent what the law of God really intends. We must not be ones who simply come up with excuses, who think we have managed to keep the fifth commandment because we have not shed blood, or keep the sixth commandment because we have not had physical intercourse with another person other than our spouse. The law digs much deeper. The law requires perfection. Repent. See where you have failed and fallen. Take your Lord's words seriously. Though he speaks hyperbolically and he speaks in sweeping general truths broadly stated, he does speak the truth. And we must not think that we have, by any means, obeyed him as we ought. But see, too, that he who speaks this truth is the same one who accomplishes it in his body, in his life. He is the one who steps into our sin, into this world of broken relationships, this world of hatred and murder, this world of falsehood and revenge, this world where enemy hates enemy instead of brother loving brother. He steps into this situation so that he might be for us. And that means that he keeps the law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or prophets, our Lord speaks earlier. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. And he does. He fulfills the law and the prophets. He does not murder with his hands or with his heart or with his lips. He keeps sexual purity, both in thought, word, and deed. And he shows the true fidelity of marriage in being our bridegroom. We see the icon of the church of husbands loving wives and wives loving husbands, and how Christ has laid down his life for his bride, the church. And likewise, he is the one who speaks the truth, and he fulfills that second commandment. We should not misuse the name of the Lord your God. He fulfills it perfectly where we have failed. And he does not seek retribution or revenge, but he offers his cheek to be struck. And he gives more than a tunic or a cloak or a mile. He gives his very life on the cross for the salvation of the world. He truly loves his neighbor, loves all mankind, by giving his very life for all of us who have so often broken and defiled and abused God's holy law. And now we are in Christ Jesus, baptized into his name. We are children of our heavenly Father, and we live in the Christian community the way our Lord has intended. We do not do it perfectly, but that does not mean we give it up. That does not mean that the law no longer matters or that it is abolished for us as Christians. But the fruits of faith are seen in lives of love and service to our neighbor. Where we fail, we are forgiven. His mercy is sure and certain for us. And at the same time, as we live in Christ with these fruits of faith, we live as salt and light to this world. We take heed to our Lord's words and to the law of God as it guides our Christian lives, and we still see where we fail. And through contrition and repentance, we die to that sin. We rise to Christ. We receive his forgiveness. And we have our life in the one who has kept the law for us. In Jesus' name.
We thank Pastor Samuel Wiergau for this meditation on God's Word.